Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is Taking a Look at Looking Back. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. Looking back can have a two-edged sword. On one side, offering gained wisdom from former experiences, and on the other side, stirring up a longing for former things that aren't in God's will or plan for us. Like Proverbs 4:25 urges, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. In stories like Lot and his family, Scripture gives strong caution in looking back. During their evacuation from Sodom and Gomorrah, although instructed by an angel to not look back at the destruction taking place, Lot's wife couldn't resist and ended up paying the ultimate price by turning into a pillar of salt. Genesis 19:17-26. Likewise, looking back occurred as Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, away from a life of slavery and bondage, a place where they should have been overjoyed to leave with no desire to turn back. Yet Scripture describes how they hadn't even crossed through the Red Sea when some were already looking back with longing, already unhappy and dissatisfied on their journey to freedom, remembering their lives of captivity through rose-colored glasses. Exodus 14:11-14. Both examples warn of the danger second thoughts can bring, of coloring what's left behind in deceptive ways. Sodom and Gomorrah was the most evil and wicked place of its time, so why would anyone want to return there? As well, Egypt was a place of forced labor for the children of Israel, so why would they ever be tempted to return there over being free? Past things often lure individuals who have been set free back to places of entrapment and oppression. In Luke 9:62, Christ cautions about looking back. Jesus replied, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. If we take our eyes off what we're doing to look back, our purpose can be marred the instant we turn away to look at the past with desire, even if we're not actually planning on returning there. Although it may seem, what's the harm, because it's just physical look, yet in reality, it's revealing a serious heart issue. As Jesus warns about lust in Matthew 5, looking back at former things with a longing to return to them, even without actually taking a physical step to go back, indicates a heart looking to turn away from God. In many ways, though, looking back without a desire to return can be helpful to moving forward as we learn wisdom insight, and knowledge through the various experiences. Hindsight can also offer us wisdom for future situations. As James 1:1-4 describes, we can see how various trials and testing in life help us to grow in our faith and push us forward in perseverance. Like Peter learned after denying Christ 3 times, reflecting on past actions can help us to move ahead in making better decisions. Luke 22:54-62. As well, it's comforting to know even when things of the past that once tripped us up, God finds a way to work through them to fine-tune and strengthen us, as Romans 8:28 assures, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. In looking ahead in life, how we look back reveals the current condition of our heart. Looking back at things in a way that stirs up longing for something God has freed us from leads to disobedience. But looking back to the light of God's word and wisdom can help to enrich our lives as we move forward in life. Intersecting faith and life. Are there things from your past trying to lure you back again and away from God? If so, ask God to help keep your eyes fixed on Him and to look forward to your future in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. Further reading, Galatians 5:1, 2 Corinthians 3:17, Romans 8:15.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.